Observing Mind Meditation. Sit in a comfortable position, on the floor or on a chair, making sure you keep your back straight but not stiff, your shoulders and chest relaxed. When you feel ready, you may close your eyes if it makes you feel at ease. Do your best to steady your posture and make your body erect and calm. Notice the sensations of contact between your body and the surface welcoming it. Feel the way your body is rooted to the ground and to all that is now supporting it. Remember that at any time, calming the body is the first step to calming the mind. When you feel you have grounded your posture sufficiently, draw your attention to your breathing. Simply bring your attention to the sensation that breathing creates in your abdomen as you breathe in and breathe out. Notice how the abdomen gently expands when air enters and delicately deflates when air comes out. Use the awareness of your breathing and posture as an anchor that keeps you rooted to the present moment and that can allow you to observe any internal or external event without being disturbed or taken away by any of them. Now, remaining anchored to your breath, kindly direct your awareness to the flow of thoughts that spontaneously appear in your mind from moment to moment, the products of the thinking mind. Do not try to think about any particular thoughts. Let thoughts arise spontaneously. Now shift your attention to the part of the mind that observes and ask yourself, how am I observing the flow of my thoughts and my emotions? What kind of observer am I? Can I manage to be neutral and non-judgmental towards my thoughts? Or do I tend to enter into a relationship with these thoughts? Do I give them a meaning? Do I treat them as if they were facts or reality? Try to recognize what attitudes, expectations, judgments, or prejudices you have towards those thoughts, or what goals you have given yourself in relation to them. Then gently bring your attention back to your breath by noticing the sensations it creates as you breathe in and breathe out. Once again, direct your awareness to the flow of thoughts that spontaneously arise in your mind and start counting the thoughts that occur, assigning a number to each of them. For example, an image appears, thought number one. A sentence or a judgment appears, thought number two. Then a scene or a memory, thought number three. A doubt or concern, thought number four. If the same thought reappears several times, give it a new number each time it appears and keep on counting. When you do this, you can begin to recognize the observing part of your mind, the one counting the thoughts, and the thinking part, the one producing those thoughts. Notice how neutral your thoughts are when they are simply numbered, without judging or preference. Recognize what harmless and transient events they are. Now imagine, as vividly as you can, that you are comfortably sitting on the grassy bank of a stream. The stream represents your thinking mind. At some point, imagine you can see your thoughts flowing on this stream, floating on leaves, or if you prefer, paper boards, relentlessly carried by the current. Do your best to suspend any judgment or a reaction to the floating thoughts. Some thoughts may stay for some time, as if they are temporarily blocked by some rocks in the stream, but then you realize that even those thoughts at some point will inevitably start to follow the flow of the current again, until they disappear from your field of vision. We do not know exactly when this will happen, but we are certain it will happen. You can stop for a while to observe the moment in which a thought arises, how long it stays in your mind, and the moment it disappears. All thoughts follow this cycle if we do nothing to them. As you observe, you may also recognize the shape of the thoughts. For example, words, sentences, or images, or scenes, or sounds, and their content. For example, the sentence, "Did I lock the door?" or an image of something, or an event, or a memory of a past experience. Then you may make the profound realization that regardless of the shape and content of the thoughts, that appear in your mind, all of them are just intangible, transient, and harmless mental events. Sometimes in your life, you may feel as if you were in the middle of the stream, at the mercy of the current, carried away by disturbing thoughts rather than sitting on the bank. Even during this practice, this could happen. If this happens, try to realize as soon as possible that a thought made you fall in the river and is leading you away. And each time do your best to get back to the shore and sit back down on the bank of the river. As you continue to observe, you can start asking yourself if the thoughts that are appearing from time to time are useful or not. Useful thoughts are the ones that are consistent with your values, intentions, and reality. The ones that help you to reach your healthy goals, meet your healthy needs, or just create a sense of well-being and make you feel the way you want to feel. The not useful thoughts are simply all the others, those which you do not need to achieve your goals or which feed you with uncomfortable emotions. Do your best to be objective, honest, and realistic as you try to determine which thoughts are useful and which are not, keeping in mind that most of the thoughts you observe are not useful. If they are useful, then you can decide to cultivate them to achieve some benefit or pleasure. If, however, they are not useful, simply leave them where they are, without doing anything to them, and then let them go when they want to leave. This is the power of the observing mind. At some point, change the scene and imagine you are sitting comfortably at a table in an open-air coffee bar facing a street. You are drinking your favorite drink and watching the traffic passing by on the road. Begin to become aware that the road looks a lot like the bottom of your mind. Sometimes it is very busy with thoughts, other times it can be deserted. Regardless of the number of vehicles on the road, you understand that the function of the road is to allow vehicles to move. In the same way, your thinking mind allows thoughts to move, no matter how many there are or what those thoughts are. If you simply observe them without doing anything, The content or frequency of the thoughts doesn't matter. Now imagine that there is a lot of traffic. What could happen if you, your observing mind, decide to get up and suddenly throw yourself in the middle of the road? You will probably create a total chaos with vehicles blocking or crashing into one another. Sometimes this is the type of confusion in your head. Even worse, a vehicle might crash into you and carry you away. Isn't this what happens when you are carried away in the flow of disturbing thoughts? You can also imagine then that at some point you move to the curb and flag down a taxi to take you to your chosen destination. This is what happens when you recognize and choose to follow useful thoughts, which will lead you toward your important goals. At some point, imagine being once again comfortably seated on the river bank, or if you prefer the coffee bar, you can stay there. When you feel ready, intentionally bring to mind one of your disturbing thoughts. Try to have it clear in your head, and from the start, do your best to treat it as a harmless, transient event. Imagine it floating on a leaf, on the river, or as a vehicle passing on the road. Use the observing mind to distance yourself from that thought. To do this, it might help to say the following sentences with conviction and kindness. This thought is just a thought, not a fact. It is a harmless and transient mental event. This thought is not reality, but just the expression of my fears and worries. It's just a symptom of my problem. Thoughts in themselves have no power if I decide not to give it to them. Do your best to always be friendly and welcoming to all thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations that appear from time to time. Remember that you are always a mere observer of the flow of thoughts, and not what thoughts say you are. You do not have to react to them each time they appear, just as we do not react to all the sounds we hear, and we do not think we are those sounds only because we have heard them. Finally, you can return fully to your breath, expanding your awareness to your body, taking as a whole with your breath. Your breathing is now a global experience. The air enters your whole body during the in-breath, nourishing every cell in your body. Your breath is certainty in your life, beyond any thoughts.